I do think it's quite important for someone reading Donne to know about a little bit about theology and what they believed in those days, because I don't really think you can quite understand the poems without it. To give an example, there are poems where, like The Relic, Funeral, where he talks about, or the famous poem about the bracelet of bright hair, about the bone. The reasoning in that poem is this, that he is going to be buried with a bracelet of the girl's hair around his arm. And he says, when he's dug up, his skeleton will be found with this bracelet of hair about the bone. Now why, he goes on to explain, why he wants to be buried like this. Because he believes in the resurrection of the body. That is to say, at the last judgment, the last trump, all the dead will arise. Now, they will arise and they will go and collect the scattered bits of their body. So this woman will come and collect her hair. So to have a bit of her hair buried with him is a safeguard to make sure their souls will meet at the last day. Along will come this soul to get its bit of hair, and his soul will be there because his skeleton's there. Well, unless you know that, the poem makes no sense. And to tell you the truth, in my opinion, the most recent book on Donne, the Stubbs book, completely misunderstands the poem, because he doesn't understand the theology behind it. He thinks they're buried together. They're not buried together. That's the point. They can't be. But he can have a bit of her hair, and that will mean at the last day their souls meet.
And that's not just the conceit of a courtly poet using that idea. That's a belief, you're saying.
It certainly is a belief, that, and not some courtly conceit. You see, if you look at the sermons, which are serious, he's always talking about the resurrection of the body to an extent that would seem to many ridiculous. I mean, it's not a belief that the church wanted to emphasize very much, and of course mocked tremendously by the early Greeks. The idea that your body would come back, well, there's a lot of argument about how it would come back, but it's there in St. Paul. It will be raised. They will be raised in a new way. Well, Donne thought and thought about it, and Donne in the sermons goes on and on about how, although your body may be scattered, you might have had a leg amputated here, lost a tooth there, all your hair and your nails that you've cut, you know, all over the place, they'll all be gathered together. He says it's a great instance of God's power, that the angels will say, gather all these bits of your body together. You could say, absurd, ridiculous. He didn't think it was absurd and ridiculous. He thought it was an instance of God's astounding power and of the importance of the body, not just the soul. On and on about that. He goes in the sermons. Well, you go back to the poems, a poem called The Ecstasy. What else is it about? But how the soul needs the body. Love needs the body. It's not just enough to have a conversation between two souls, which the poem starts as. They must have the body to express love. So I think that to imagine that in the poems the theological meanings are sort of conceits is quite contradicted by the sermons, where the same beliefs are deeply endorsed.